I'm now joined by Maria Ryan and Niamh Lyons, who are going to share with us their recent experience of visiting the concentration camp in Auschwitz as part of a school trip. Hi, girls.
Hello.
You had the chance of meeting one of the few remaining survivors of the concentration camp at Auschwitz. What was that like?
Well, it was brilliant. Now, we have found a lot of first-hand information about the hardship that they went through in the concentration camp, and he told us his whole life story about how he ended up there and how he got out of it, and all the stories of other different people that he knew there that weren't so lucky as him. And it was just really interesting and insightful.
And Maria, what was it like for you?
Yeah, the same. It was very interesting, and we really learned a lot about the concentration camps and what they went through. And to hear someone's first-hand experience of it was amazing.
And did you get a chance to do some sightseeing and maybe a little shopping on your travels?
When we first came to Berlin, we did a four-hour tour, I think, of Berlin and all the different monuments and churches and buildings there.
We also got to do some shopping in Krakow. We had about 4 hours as well, and we had a tour of the city. We saw all the churches, and we saw in particular Pope John Paul II's favourite church in Krakow. We also saw the Schindler's factory where the Jews worked during the Second World War. That was very interesting. Also, when we were in Berlin, we went to the government buildings called the Reichstag, and that was very interesting because there was a lot of history related to it as well.
And was there anything else exciting about the trip that you'd like to add?
We went on an overnight train from Berlin to Krakow. It was from 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock, 12 hours. It was a very basic train. There was no food. There was heating, and there was very poor toilet facilities.
It really made us think what it would have been like. You know, it was ironic that we were travelling to Poland on a train, and we were just thinking that people in the Second World War, the Jews and the Poles, they travelled on trains to Auschwitz, and we were in small rooms, but we could imagine that they were so confined and that they had so little space and no food or no beds or nothing.
Gosh, I imagine that's a memory that would stick in your mind forever.
Yes, it is.
And for you, Niamh, what was the highlight of the whole trip?
There was loads of highlights for me, but the thing I liked most was meeting the survivor from Auschwitz. He was very good, very well spoke, and told us loads about Auschwitz that we didn't know from our history books.
And Maria, what was your highlight?
I'd have to agree with Niamh. Meeting the survivor was amazing. I can't put it in words, you know, it was just amazing to have first-hand information of what the concentration camp was like. I also loved the city of Berlin. I found it very interesting, and all the war monuments from the Second World War in particular.
And the strange thing is that there won't be any survivors, you know, who are still alive in a few years' time, because it has come to the stage where they must all be very old people.
Yeah, we were certainly privileged to meet him, because he himself was in his 80s and he was old and had gone through a hard life, so we were very lucky.
And we're very lucky to have had the both of you share your story with us, and I'd like to say thanks very much for that, girls. Thank you.
Thank you.